guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Today, I'm going to finish up my kind of three-part series on the dating apps. I've done a couple about a woman swiping as a guy and seeing how bad it is. Then I did another one where guys put up a profile that was a kind of a Chad, a big alpha guy, but he was a very bad person. And it showed how many women still would swipe and match with him, even if he was basically a criminal. And today I'm going to finish up with why women are not liking the dating apps, because there's not enough desirable guys on there. Because again, remember, they only want the top 10 or 20% of guys. The rest are kind of invisible to them, so they don't even see them. So even though there might be 10,000 guys they could match with, they only want the top couple hundred. And they're complaining now because, well, there's only a top couple hundred, and they're not being chosen by these guys because guys have so many options. But it's interesting to see how they've actually are starting to come to the same results that we are, which is, hey, you know what? Hypergamy is awful for women. So let's get recording on this. I actually decided to take this from the web archive. And this is from Bold articles. 9 reasons it's so hard to find a good man. Now, let me rephrase that so we make sure we get it right. 9 reasons it's so hard to find Alpha Chad. It's so hard to find Mr. Perfect, and they're not willing to settle in any category. So there's only a couple, but there's not enough of them to go around. And of course, it's the guy's fault, you know how that goes. Says, if we get straight to the point and skip the BS that's only used to soften the blow of painful facts, we could admit it's hard to find a good man. Now, this is written by Amanda Chattel, I guess, so woman writer, so we're getting her view on it. Even if we take our standards, expectations, and delusional hopes off the table and really look at the situation for what it is, we can clearly see that we are not to blame for the lack of good men. No. We have society who can take the blame for this one. That's right, they still won't take blame for having too high a standards. Even though they say, even if we take our standards, expectations, and delusional hopes, she admits they're delusional. But they're not to blame, you see, it's society at large, which means really men. Okay, let's keep reading. Unfortunately, our culture has evolved in a way that has made finding a good man tough. And they certainly don't make them like they used to. So why is it so damn hard to find an awesome guy who's going to treat you right and not bail the first time temptation comes his way? Here are 9 reasons. Hookup culture has taken over. Although I would never knock up hooking up, it has replaced dating, even relationships. Men don't want to be with one woman only, even if they have an entire buffet at their disposal. Let me read that again. Men don't want to be with one woman only if they have an entire buffet at their disposal. That's right, they don't. So what happens to the 9s and 10 guys? They have 100% of women to choose from. They'll go for easy 6s, easy 7s. They'll go for the challenge and try to get an 8 or 9 or 10. They have all the choices, you see. And again, with the dating apps, specifically the dating apps, it's about looks. So they're even saying, look, guys do not have to commit to get some, which is great for guys, but it's not so good for the women that aren't chosen. Now they're starting to see it a little bit. It says people have too many options. When while it's good to have options, it can be bad when there are too many options. At any given moment, a guy can sit down at a dating app and immediately have endless options of women from which to choose. Because of that, it's hard for them to give one woman a shot for more than a hot minute. Again, this is incorrect. Let me reread that for you. At any given moment, a really hot, desirable, totally perfect guy can sit down and have a dating app and immediately have endless options. What about the other 60, 70, 80% of men out there? You're invisible. They don't even see you as an option. So they're only looking at that tiny 10% for 100% of women. So there's not enough guys out there, and those guys have choices, and they're not happy with that. Lots of guys are holding out for something better. It's a sad thought, but in a world with so many options, people can become immersed in the idea that something better might just be around the corner, because that's the case. It's hard to find a man who wants to commit when they're thinking that the next woman they could meet could be perfect, whatever perfect is. This is the same thing we say about women, right? We're like, hey, hypergamy. Well, they're saying that the guys are guilty of that. The truth is, guys look at their options, and when, again, those top percentages have so many options, they're not going to settle. They will date down or sleep down with a 6 or 7, but a 9 or a 10 is holding out to date a 9 or a 10. But they're hard to get to. Even a 9 or a 10 doesn't think a 10 is good enough for her. She wants a 12, which doesn't exist. So in the meantime, that guy's dating down to 6s and 7s and 8s and having his fun. And then he's bouncing because he gets an opportunity to be with or sleep with or whatever, a 9 or a 10. And that 6, 7, 8 is sitting there going, wait, what happened? He bailed on me. Well, I guess I'll start looking again. And the hookup just continues, but no guy's going to, quote, settle with her, you see. Again, the other 70 or 80% of guys aren't even looked at. So in the meantime, many of us are sitting here going, hello, hey, successful, entrepreneur, intelligent, I got my thing going on. Oh, yeah, but you're short. Or, oh, yeah, but you're bald. Or, oh, yeah, right. Excuse, excuse, excuse. And this isn't meeting somebody in person necessarily, because when you do meet someone in person, I think you can, if you do have a bit of game, you do have some talk, I think you might have a shot. But again, how much effort are you putting in for how little of a reward? Remember, there's no mention of what they bring to the table. It says marriage is becoming obsolete. Once upon a time, people couldn't wait to get married, although it was likely due to the fact that they would finally be able to have intimacy. The reality is these days, people are in no rush to get married. Nope. Nope. So therefore, they're in no rush to get a relationship or settle down. And if a guy's friends aren't married, he sure as heck won't be the first one to do it. Let me also put this out there. When a guy has a lot of choices, he's not going to settle for one woman. If a guy doesn't have a lot of choices, he sees what's going on out there with women then taking being with him and then going one day, I want to be with that guy. And he's getting buried underground in a divorce, in child support, in child custody, so on and so forth. So he says, I'm not taking that gamble. So the amazing men, they're not going to settle. They can keep going out and having their fun without having to promise one woman anything, because women are more, women will share a very attractive, popular guy. They're happier to share that than have a lesser guy all to themselves. And again, I've done videos on that. And then the guys that would settle normally, a guy that's like, hey, I'm a 6, she's a 6. Normally, yeah, I would get married and have a family. But I see what's going on. I see what men go through in these court cases. I saw ex-members of my family or friends get divorces. I know what the laws are like. I'm also out. That's why guys are bailing. It says, number 5, some men are intimidated by power. I'm not even going to touch that one because that's ridiculous. And that's just them trying to coat their egos. You take most men and like a guy like myself or anybody else and you find an attractive woman. She's intelligent. She's great. And she's a doctor. And she makes $350K a year. Most guys would say, hey, you know what? Sure, more income for the family, I'm down. But women don't date down. Women are the ones that won't. I'm a doctor. Oh, he's intelligent, attractive, funny, interesting. Oh, he's a plumber? No, I'm not interested. Oh, he's an electrician? No. Oh, he's an engineer? I mean, he makes 80 grand a year. That's great money for an engineer, but I make 300,000. And I've done another video on this one. 90% of professional career women will not date down. And when they do start doing better than their husband, they resent him for it and ultimately leave him. So don't talk to me about power. You women are the ones that say, I don't date down. Technology has created distance. How can anybody find a good man or anyone at all when we live in a world where technology rules and our most intimate relationships are with our iPhones? We can't. Women are the ones attached at the hip with the phones. Now, some guys are too, but for the most part, again, guys will use a dating app. Guys will get on the phone when they're looking to do something. I suppose some guys endlessly troll on social apps, but usually that's women, because in all the studies that I've looked at, women tend to spend between 25 and 40% more time on their phones than men. So maybe it's their nose that's in the phone too much. The man-child is a legitimate problem. A man-child is just a modern-day term for a man who suffers from Peter Pan syndrome. He does not want to grow up. If he grows up, he'd have to become responsible to get his crap together and even maybe find a girl or fall in love. Too many men just don't want to do that. Well, let's see. If I get married, do I have to give up my motorcycle riding? It's a one-person hobby, so unless she rides motorcycle, I'll be doing it alone. I mean, I could put her on the back, but I have a sports bike. That wouldn't work. What if I play video games and she's not into that? That's a one-person hobby. What if I really like working out and she doesn't, and I want to spend 2 hours at the gym? See, the man-child, all you're saying is, I want him to give up his hobbies, his desires, his dreams, and become a unit, and we do this together after we've fallen in love, and you can support me, and you can support my dreams, and you can support what I want. But if I decide I want to live in a bus, am I a man-child? Or do I just say, hey, you know what? I paid the insurance on this. It's built. Once it's built, I literally live for free. Now, granted, the freest way to do that is to go to a truck stop, and I can park in one of the stalls for a rig and sleep there for 4 days, free rent. I can fill up on my diesel. I can maybe go to a couple restaurants nearby. But that's free, because all I have to do is pay insurance on my bus and a little bit of fuel and what the food that goes in my belly. So because I like this lifestyle, am I a man-child? If I am, then I'm okay with that. I'm a man-child. If I like to relax and have some quiet time to myself and not give up everything I want for a family, does that make me a man-child? If the answer is yes, then hi, I'm Captain Man-child. But more men are seeing, why am I going to give up everything that I have, everything that I own, everything that I desire for a family that may ultimately leave me? You know, guys are just, they're on to it. They're just saying, I'm not going to make these sacrifices. Number 8, everyone has their baggage. No one is immune to having a rocky past, and sometimes that past can interfere with how that person moves forward, if they move forward at all. Messy baggage can keep even the great guys in hiding for a long time. Let me put it this way. You, a lot of times, have the messy baggage, and guys say, I don't want to deal with that. So that's why they're in hiding, because they say, I'm not into all this, whatever the hot mess is. I'm good on my own. And it says, number 9, being phobic of commitment is accepted. We live in a world where being scared of commitment has simply become the norm. If a man doesn't want to commit, people are rarely surprised. Since that's the case, it's just they'll just keep on skipping out on commitment and sticking to hookup culture because it's so accepted. Yes, let me rephrase that. Women in college and in their young 20s don't want to settle down with a guy. And so they go through this hookup culture and they become very selective on who they want to be with. And so they stop looking at a lot of guys and they want the top men. But the top men don't want to settle. They are commitment phobic. Why? Because they don't need to be. They don't need to make any promises to get a girl to be with them. And they get to be with them for as long as they want. And then they meet somebody else or they get bored and they bounce. And the other 80% of the men that are like, hey, how you doing? Right, you here? Yeah. Nope, not interested. You're not good enough. So this is how women feel about it, that guys are not stepping up to the plate, that guys are not willing to date, that guys have too many options. That's what they're saying in this article. But they're only talking about the top 10 or 20% of the men. The rest of the men, you're invisible. It doesn't matter if you're a great guy or you're financially set or whatever. You just don't exist on their radar. So when you could argue on this case and say, look at all the men over here that would be willing to settle, willing to have a good relationship, that maybe have gotten burned, but not burned enough that they've given up, and they have good jobs, and they have homes, and they have careers. Women look and they go, no, but he's not the best guy I think I can get, so I want to keep looking. And they keep looking, and in the end they say, all the guys that I want don't want me. That's what we've said the whole time. They just don't see it. Guys, I'm going to leave it there. If you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Don't forget to check out my second channel, Odd Man Out. I have 3 new news stories coming out, but I have to wait for YouTube's approval because apparently I'm talking about current events in the news, and heaven forbid I have an opinion on that. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, when they say they can't find a good guy, they're only looking at the very cream of the crop. They don't look at the other 80 or 90% below that. And somehow, that's our fault.